Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura and in the middle of Simen Tof Nun He. We're at the very top words, very top line, with the Mechaber Sif Gimel. And the Mechaber writes, Ein lalush b'mayim chamin, you're not allowed to go and knead the dough to make the matzahs for Pesach with water that is hot, b'mayim chamin. Even afilu lo nischamimu el b'chama, even if they weren't made hot from being on a flame, on a fire, but they were only made hot from the sun, you still can't use such water to knead dough to make matzahs for Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Tes, afilu nasu poshrin, even if the water is now lukewarm, body temperature, ukil de kameh, as we're going to learn in a moment. Here's your footnote number 53 brings down that the reasoning behind this has already been taught to us by Rashi in the Gemara in Pesachim. Sha'af mayim poshrin, even lukewarm water, body temperature water, is going to more quickly make a dough become chometz. And he says, Va'af mayim she'enan poshrin, elush nischamim u'kitzas. And this is true even if it hasn't reached the level of lukewarm water, but it's a little bit warmed up, ein lolush b'em. We shouldn't go and knead with them. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, Va'af im nitztanenu legamrei, if they've totally cooled off, still, yesh osrim, lolush b'hem. There are still those that say you can't use such waters. Kivan show you pamachas kamen, because if they were even once hot, you can't use it to ever go and need matzahs. V'yesh cholkim b'zeh umatirim. But there is a more lenient opinion that says that you can be make on this. The authors of these opinions can be found in the Sharat Zion, Os Chav Tes and Os Lamed. And then the Mishnah adds, V'yesh lismoch aleh mishasat chak. You can rely upon the more lenient opinion under extenuating circumstances. Or in the case of Hefsid Meruva, O Behefsid Meruva, Kigon Sha'avar Velosh, Behem Harbi Matzos. Or you went and needed many, many matzos, and if we said that these are no good, you're going to suffer a huge financial loss. The Mechaber continues and he writes, and likewise, Velo Bimayim Hagirufim Midud Godo. You likewise can't take water that was collected, gathered together in a large boiler. This boiler usually is on the fire, as we'll see. It's not on the fire now. If it was on the fire, obviously the water would be hot. So you're not allowed to take water that was gathered from this large boiler. If it has very thick copper on the bottom of the pot, so then it's no good. You can't use this type of thing. And we're talking here, it's hanging over the fire, even though the fire may not be on right now. And therefore, and the water inside of this boiler are going to be at least lukewarm. And this is true, as I pointed out, even if the fire isn't on them right now. Nevertheless, since this was near the fire, has been on the fire, it's going to be hot, and therefore any water inside of it will at least be lukewarm. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed, this dud gadol over here, afilu lo nischamimu osan hamayim klal besocha, even if the water inside it was not heated up at all, it just has water put into it. Nevertheless, ki teva ze adud, the nature of this type of a boiler, this dud, lefisha toli tomit amokom eish, since it's normally over the fire, and therefore it retains the heat even when the fire is no longer there or it's taken off the fire. Lahachzi chuma besocha, that's because it has this thick lining, this thick copper to it, so it retains the heat, and therefore any water that's put inside of it will get heated up a little bit. Lasu samayin sheshov chen lesochem poshin, it'll make it at least lukewarm. Sivkot lamed alep, dealing over here, she nechoshto over, has thick copper on it. This means, hainu, shahashulayim shalo ova. The bottom part over here is very thick. Vein chilik ben nechoshos l'cheres. And he says there's actually no difference over here whether it's a copper container or an earthenware container. If it's this type of a situation, you can't use it because it will retain the heat and any water that's put inside of it will become a little bit poshim. The issue footnote number 54 brings down that the Chok Yaakov learns from here, shestam kli nechoshes, she'ein nechosh to ova. A regular copper container that doesn't have this thick bottom is not going to warm up the water. And therefore, it would be permissible to take water from such a copper container, b'di'evit. However, he says, l'chatchila, you shouldn't use such a copper container to draw the water, even if it's only a thin copper container, as we previously learned in the Mishnah Berurah in yesterday's shir. The Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil Midud Gadol, brings down from the Prima Gadim that this is talking about Shazel Shayach Davka Shehamulyar, that this boiler over here, Adayim Poshek Tzas, has to be a little bit warm itself. Shehatak Me'esh, that was taken off the fire, Somuch Zmanma, recently, and therefore it still retains some warmth. However, it was taken off 2 days ago. So then, then you don't have to have any concern that it retains heat for that long period of time. The Chofetz Chaim continues the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil U'mayin Shebesocho Poshrin. He says, Avol Imtzinin Non Legamrei, but if you know that the water isn't going to be lukewarm inside there, then everybody would say, Lukuliyam Mutter B'zeh, then it's certainly okay. And this is even according to the Machmirim that say, if it was heated up on a flame, and it became cold, you can't use it. That's different. Kivin shlohayisa mitchilo chamei ha'ar, since it wasn't actually, in our case, ever actually heated up on the fire, as we learned in previously in Sivkot and Chav Tes, therefore there is no problem. But if it had been previously heated by the fire, even if it cools off, as we've learned and will learn again, you can't use it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Beis says if the water is lukewarm, we have a concern over here. Dahinu kechamimu sarok. As we've explained many times, the definition of the lukewarm, the water, is body temperature, like the temperature of spittle. O kimayim sheshovim b'kayitz min anor. Or another example would be the water that you draw from a river in the summertime. That water is a little bit warm. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim avar v'losh, in all of these situations that we've been talking about, if the person went and kneaded with such water, bein be'elu, bein b'mayim shalonu, with all of these that we just mentioned, or with water that wasn't still, it hadn't rested for a while, as we learned in the previous shiurim, in all of these situations, osur, it's no good, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Gimel, we mean haynu b'yachila, that you can't eat this on Pesach. However, the rabbis never instituted it should be osur b'hanah, as we'll see in a moment. Avo b'hanah, mutter, you still can get benefit from it, and therefore you can still own it on Pesach, afilu losh b'chameh, and this would be true, even if you heated up the water, and you then kneaded over here with this hot water. Now, this is, of course, that there is no evidence of it becoming chametz. The issue, footnote number 55, explains why this is not an Isser of Hanoah, it's only an Isser of Achila. So he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shekivon She'ena Isser El Mishum Knas Al She'avar Al Divri Chachamim She'asru Lolush B'mayim Elu, since this is all a penalty, because if you do not see any evidence that it became chametz, then it's not chametz. So the whole thing is a knas, the whole thing is a penalty that the rabbis instituted, don't do this, and therefore the rabbis only concede you in the situation of Achila, but they didn't concede you in a situation that they made it also B'hanah, or that you can't own it on Pesach. But now the Mechaber brings down a more makel opinion. He says, V'yesh chok, and there are those that disagree with this more machmer opinion that says, if you in fact kneaded with these waters, it's osur. So he brings V'yesh chok, and there's an opinion, you can see this in the Ber HaGola, Osbem, this is the Tor, Lepirish Rashi, and also the Psaka the Rosh, they are matirin belosh b'mayim shalolonu. In the situation of the water that hadn't been still, it hadn't sat for a while after you drew it, so b'di'evit, they would allow you to use such water. And then there's another opinion, this you can see in the Baragola Osnun, is in the name of the Avi Ezri in the Reni Yerucham. And these poskim hold, the Bishogig Mutter, if you did it by accident, it will define what it means by accident in a moment, then it would be permissible. So we have all of these opinions over here that we just brought down in the Mechaber. How do we paskin? He concludes, B'shasat Chak, under extenuating circumstances, Yesh L'smoch Alem, you can rely upon the more lenient opinions that we brought down. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Dalet tells us that according to the opinion of the Yesh Omen that says Bishogeg is Mutter, this statement that it's Mutter Bishogeg goes on everything that we learned. Akol Hani D'choshu B'zeh HaSifkoi. It goes on everything that we learned so far in today's shir. That if you didn't know that this is the halacha, you can use it b'di'evit because the whole thing is a knas. Obviously, you don't see any evidence that it became chametz. Kiven de'ein nikar bo simoni chametz, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, since there is no evidence that it really is chametz, so therefore there really is nothing wrong with eating it, and the only problem would be a knas. And therefore, if you did it by accident, the bishogeg lo kinasu bishogeg. The rabbis didn't institute by making a mistake over here that you should be punished. The issue footnote number 56 adds the same halacha applies that the person thought it was permissible to use such water; he didn't know the din. And Shar HaTzion brings down, Shenechshav hu l'shogeg. A person who doesn't know the din in this situation is also considered shogeg, and this is also the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, in regards to lehanos mimaisi Shabbos. If a person didn't know something was also on Shabbos, and he did something that was also on Shabbos, so you can get benefit from it, even though it was made on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains further in Sifkat Lamed Hey, under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon these leaning opinions. Rotsu lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, is b'di'evit, only after the fact. In losh b'shogeg b'chol elu. If by accident you did the kneading with any of the waters that we described in today's Sif Gimel, v'elu isacheres, that he has no other choice, no other matzah for Pesach, then som chilahati, then you can use such water over here and go and knead this dough with such water. And alzeh koi ramah, the ramah is going to tell us in a moment that hagah, we'll leave the ramah now, hagah v'afilu below the chak, there is an opinion that says even without extenuating circumstances, yesh lahatir, one can use such water and dough im avar b'shogeg, if you did it b'shogeg, v'losh b'mayim shalolanu, and you went and kneaded with the water that hadn't rested, the mayim shalolanu. And he brings down the reign of Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Beis Yosef. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, "B'alzeh koy Ramah." The Ramah is stating his opinion because of the b'mayim shalolanu. He's only stating it in regards to the mayim shalolanu. afilu b'lo d'chak. And in this situation, even without extenuating circumstances, yesh lahatir im losh b'shogiv. It was done accidentally. You didn't know the din. You didn't realize you were doing it. It is okay b'di'evit. Why? Because there are those opinions, mishum d'yesh matirim b'di'evit, afilu b'losh b'em b'meziv v'chanal. Because there is an opinion that says, even if you did it intentionally, b'di'evit, it's still good. So certainly, b'di'evit is going to be good if you did it unintentionally. However, ubishar dvarim, except for the mayim shalanu, all the other cases the Rama agrees with the mechaber. Ubishar dvarim modul ha-mechaber. Dein lohokel, you can only be lenient ki im bishar sadchak, under extenuating circumstances. The bir halacha dibra maslu yesh lismoch aleh, and the Chofetz Chaim writes that the Bach disagrees. Habach machmir b'chol gavdi. The Bach is machmir in all of these scenarios over here. And Dirshu footnote number 59 points out this is afilu b'di'eved, even in the situation where it's after the fact, and ubishogi, it was done accidentally, and even bishas satchak. So the Bach is very much machmir over here. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, ach kam achronim kosul kidas ha-shulchan aruch v'ramah, most achronim are more meko than this Bach, and they pass like either shulchan aruch v'ramah. And he says, even according to the machmir Bach opinion over here, im nish'avu min ha-noharos, if it was drawn from waters from the river, then, even the Bach is molded that the Eved it's okay, because the Adua, the Ladas Rashi, which is Ikar Adin, the Bayim Shalalon, Koi Davka Amayinoinos, the Rashi holds that this whole din of Bayim Shalon only applies to well water and not to river water, so therefore one can be Bekel. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'chein b'mayim shalanu, ach shayu chamin shetzidonon." The same thing would apply with water that was resting, and even though it originally was hot, it is now cooled off. Shalosh ben b'shogeg, and you use this by accident, likewise, even according to the Bach, you can be makel in this situation, and this is also the opinion of the El Yerabba. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Vav, where he quotes the Ramah, im avar b'shogeg v'losh b'mayim shalolonu, even if it's not b'shas atrach, it's good. The Mishnah Berurah writes, kosu achronim, dahinu davku im avar v'losh b'dievet. This is only b'dievet. Avo l'chatchila, up front, doing it lechatchila lalush b'hem, to use such waters to need osur, and this is true afilu ain lo my mechayim, even if you have no other waters. V'yochah b'pesach zvar mechayim, and you're gonna have to eat other things on Pesach. However, he says omnam b'layla rishona, when there's a specific mitzvah b'davka to eat matzahs on layla rishona, kizayis matzah kidei shelo yivatel mitzvahs asay daraisa, in order not to be transgressing or not fulfilling the mitzvahs asay daraisa, in that situation, yesh lohokel lalush b'hem. Then one can be lenient over here l'chatchila and use such waters. Tirshu footnote number 57 brings down, avol avur achilas matzah b'leil yotiv sheni, but for the second night of Pesach and Chutz La'aretz, there the Prima Gadol already is not sure, can you be makel over here and use this mayim she'eno mayim shalanu l'chatchila? Because he says, nowadays, we really know whether the second day of Yontif is really Yontif, a Sveka Diyomo, or we know it's not. We know the first day of Yontif is Yontif, and this is because we have a calendar that's already put into effect. It's not by witnesses. So we really know that Aleph Rosh Chodesh is on this day, and the next day is Beis of the month. It's not a Sveka. So therefore, in this situation, one might say that since it's only Minhag HaVaseinu of Yodeichem, maybe you can't rely upon this kula for the second night of Pesach. Mishbur continues in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, and he says, "Mikol makom ein li kachol sam lotzei sidei chobas matzah laila rishona." You certainly shouldn't use such water if you have any other choice for the first night of Pesach to make the matzah mitzvah. Elo yishtadel lahasik matzos acheres. Either try to get other water if you can, or if you can't, try to get other matzos. The issue footnote number 58 brings down, and the same thing applies for the second night of Yontif and Chutz La'aretz, according to the Chok Yaakov. Ein likach min matzos eil. Don't use this to fulfill the mitzvah on the second night of Pesach as well. That concludes Sif Gimel, and we'll start Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mayim shelo lanu. If you have water that was not resting water, it wasn't water that stayed for a while after you drew it from the river, the well, wherever you got it from. But now, shenizbatlu chad bitrei b'mayim shelanu. So let's say you have 2 quarts of water over here, mayim shelanu. And by accident, you pour a 3rd quart, 1 quart, into the 2 already existing Mayim Shalonu quarts. But the 3rd quart was Mayim Shalolanu. So what's the halacha now? You have 3 quarts in front of you, the majority of which are Mayim Shalonu. So how do we view this? So the Mechaber tells us, Lashem Behem, you're allowed to use such water. It's a problem to go and need with this mixture of water that is mostly Mayim Shalonu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, Lav Davka Betrei. It doesn't have to be 2 quarts and 1 quart, like the example that we gave over here, Ela Beruba. The critical thing is that the majority is Mayim Shalonu, and a minority is the Mayim Shalolanu. And the Mishnah explains, why is this allowed? Vatam. He says, Kivan derubotzonin, since the majority over here is really cold, so therefore it will cool off, miskarer, it will go and nullify any heat that was present in the mayim shalolanu, because it is the majority is mayim shalolanu, and therefore it's not a concern. Tishu footnote number 62 brings down, the same thing works the other way. If you started off over here with a small amount of mayim shalolanu, and then you added to it a larger amount, the majority amount of mayim shalolanu, so then Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down, the water that was low lanu is going to heat up the water that was mayim shalanu, and in this situation, you can't go and use this water. The majority is going to be, quote, a little bit hot. And he says, imrotz levatel is kol hamayim. And now if you want to go and nullify this with a large amount, so let's say we had my example here of 2 quarts of mayim shalolanu and 1 quart of mayim shalanu, so now you have 3 quarts of water that's no good. If you want to add more mayim shalolanu, you have to add more than the 3 quarts. You can't say, well, only 2 quarts really are the mayim shalolanu, so therefore I should just have to add 2 more quarts and I'll be fine. No, you have to go and add greater than the entire amount that's over here. Dishu footnote number 63 brings down, why is this not a concern of ein mevatlin isum lachatrila? So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, this isn't a classical case of bittul berov. What's happening over here is that the water is cooling off the other water, and therefore that's all you're doing, and it's not a question of bittul. So you're allowed to cool off the water, and therefore it's not a problem. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees with this whole din, and he says she'ein litein mayim shelo lanu b'mayim shelanu. You can't intentionally go put mayim shelo lanu in water shelanu, even if you need that extra amount over here to go and bake the matzahs. And that's really referring over here to the din that the Mishnah Berurah says in its continuation in Sifkat Lamed Ches, v'kosu achronim da'at l'chatchila yochel ariv. Those achronim say you can even add water l'chatchila over here to make more mayim shelanu. So let's say you have 2 quarts of water that's mayim shalanu, but you need 3 quarts, so you could even go add another quart of water that's not mayim shalanu, because it will get cooled off, and that's what we just brought down. There are those opinions that say that you can be doing this l'chatchila, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but the Chazon Ish says, no, you can't. Finally, Sifkat Lamed Tes, you'd be allowed to knead in the scenario that we just said, that one got inadvertently mixed with 2 of good, so he says, "V'davku im nisariv hamayim kodem halisha v'nispatlu." This is only if the waters got mixed before you did the kneading. However, avol litein ba'isa, but to actually put water like this, that's chad bitrei b'mayim shalanu, if you have over here 2 quarts that are mayim shalanu, with 1 quart that's mayim shalolanu, eino shalanu, then also you can't go and add that over here to a dough. And this is true of afilu b'dieved, yesh la'aryan, in Erev B'mezit. And even B'dieved, you have to be concerned over here, maybe he did this B'mezit and it won't be allowed. We'll conclude today's share with the last Bir Halacha, Mayim Shalo Lanu Shnispat Lucha Betray. He brings down, Umayim Chamim, if you had hot water, or potion, or lukewarm water, Shnis Arvu Baharbi Mayim Tzonin, they get mixed up with a large amount of cold water until they actually cooled off. Ashen and Stananu. So it first brings down the opinion of the Ola Shabbos and the Chok Yaakov, the El Yeraba, and also the Graz, that you can be makel and use such water, because the coldness has been essentially overpowering the hotness, the water that was lukewarm or hot. However, not everybody agrees. He brings down from the Chok Yosef and the Bidne Yesha that they're machmer in this situation, and it's also machmer this way from the Magen Aleph. And even the Prima Gadim is not sure as well. He says, "Delo motzinu haheter kim b'mayim shalanu." This only applies if you have mayim shalanu, and therefore, alkein linyan lolush. Therefore, to go and knead with this water, l'chatchila b'vadei yeshazar, you certainly shouldn't rely upon this. Even Bidne Yevet, he says, only if there's a mokum hefsid meruba, a large financial loss, or there's no other food, so you're going to have minyas simchas yantiv, only then can you be makel. With this, we conclude today's shir.